East of the Mountains by David Gutterson. Read by Peter Marinker. There were 10,000,000 fruit to touch, cherish in hand, lift down, and not let fall. Robert Frost, After Apple Picking. Chapter 1. On the night he had appointed his last among the living, Dr. Ben Givens did not dream, for his sleep was restless and visited by phantoms who guarded the portal to the world of dreams by speaking relentlessly of this world. They spoke of his wife, now dead, and of his daughter, of silent canyons where he had hunted birds, of august peaks he had once ascended, of apples newly plucked from trees, and of vineyards in the foothills of the Apennines. They spoke of rows of Campanino apples near Monte della Terracchia. They spoke of cherry trees on river slopes, and of pear blossoms in May sunlight. Now on the roof tiles and against his window, a vast Seattle rain fell ceaselessly, as if to remind him that memories are illusions. The din of its beating against the world was in perfect harmony with his insomnia. Dr. Givens shrugged off his past to devote himself to the steady cadence. But no dreams, no deliverance came to him. Instead, he only adjusted his legs. His bladder felt distressingly full, and lay tormented by the unassailable fact that he was dying.